Episode 191.
Nope. You got to say the name of the show first.
Ten to one, episode 191.
I was wrong about AI.
Where Brian admits he's wrong. It's rare, guys.
That's right. We got to make a podcast episode when I am. To celebrate?
No.
No. Not to celebrate. Not for this.
To commiserate.
Right.
To mourn.
So, a couple years ago, we did an episode about AI, and it was right when ChatGPT really hit the news cycle, got a whole lot of traction, a whole bunch of users, and so that episode was called "Are AI Alarmists Right?" And what I argued in that episode was that people that were, talking about the end of art, the end of humanity, the end of the economy. AI is going to replace humans in every facet of society. What I was saying was that these alarmists were right about the danger of AI, but wrong about how good the technology was. So I was saying, if it were possible for you to snap your fingers and have a computer generate a Hollywood movie.
You mean a Hollywood-style video movie?
With your parameters. That would be extraordinarily dangerous. Or if, if companies were going to start firing all their employees and replacing them with artificial intelligences. If that was doing all of the writing that instead and replacing all human writing, that would be terrible. I was agreeing with that, but I was saying this is mostly marketing. This is impressive software, fun software, and increasing in what it can do, but not exponentially. It was not going to be 6 months later and we were in the Matrix or Terminator. And so what did I get wrong? Well, I was not wrong about how good the technology is. I think we've seen that. Is it better now than it was 2 years ago? I suppose there's some impressive images and videos that people can generate. That if you're not careful, you could be fooled into thinking, this was a video of something that happened, which is very impressive that we can now counterfeit videos. So I wasn't wrong about that. Also was not wrong about the danger. I think that's still there. If someone were to, fire their employees that write for their website, and some people have, and replace them with an AI.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not good.
What companies are they? I'll boycott them.
Right. The ones that are doing your sort of like top 10, I can't even come up with something. Just like the kind of stuff that you would... the clickbait kind of stuff that you would see headlines of. 12 foods from the 1990s that are still available.
Yeah.
Number 6 will shock you. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about Babylon Bee. I assume those are people, but I don't know. Right. So to the degree that any of those things have happened, which I think is very much less than alarmists were saying. And so what I said was, why I was saying that was, I thought this would be when people realized that the technology was not as powerful or as good as these doomsayers were saying, then they would say, oh, okay, it didn't destroy the world, didn't destroy the economy. Most of us still have our jobs. Therefore, I can use AI whenever I want. It's no big deal. And I think that is what's happened. So I was right about that as well. Don't worry, we're getting to the part that I was wrong about. We're getting there. So again, yes. So saying it was going to be the end of X, and then X continued 6 months later, and then people letting their guard down, I think is exactly what happened. So what did I get wrong? Well, here's what I thought. I thought when everyone saw that it was, let's say, not intelligent, right? We talked about how it's not actually intelligence. It's just, it can pretend very well. Mm-hmm. Even saying pretend is sort of giving it more of a personality than...
It's been programmed to repeat.
Right.
Cleverly.
Yes. It takes text, or for images, it takes styles of images, and it can mimic them. And I thought once, I thought it would be a fad. I thought people would play around with it. Like, we even played around with it the one time when it very first released. And, we talked about that on our episode a couple of years ago. I thought it would be a fad and it would stop being used in the same way that something like a blockchain was this marketing thing. Probably not for anyone outside of...
I was going to say, I've never heard of this.
Yeah. It's the underlying technology for like Bitcoin. And there was lots of marketing. People said everything was going to be using it. It was going to revolutionize software development. And it fizzled. It's not... There's no use cases for it. It's a clever solution looking for a problem. I thought it was going to be in that category. I thought people would tire of it, see its flaws, and, you know, I thought we would see it rejected. I suppose that's still possible, people will see the emperor has no clothes. It at least has not happened yet. So maybe I'm wrong about that. And it is instead in the category of, like a Bitcoin, a detrimental technology that continues to be used because people ignore the detriments, and maybe there is some small benefit that they think outweighs any detriments. So I guess I'm wrong. I was wrong that I didn't think people would be fooled by this. So more fool I, and I just wanted a
more
short
fool
episode.
You that the people are such fools.
I just wanted a short episode because people still don't. I'm trying not to be annoyed or to be preachy or to rant, but it is our podcast, so I'm just tired of some of the lies.
What,
the AI lies. So I'm tired of hearing that it's morally neutral and that you can use it for evil or you can use it for good, but it doesn't matter. No, technology is not neutral. Technology shapes you. It changes you. So it's not neutral. You can't just say, I have good intentions or I have bad intentions. And so then, you know, as long as I intend well, as long as I use an AI that's been fed Bible verses, or as long as I'm using AI to, you know, write code that... And the code that I'm writing is to help my business, and so therefore it's good for me to use this. No, it's not morally neutral. Another one, I'm tired of hearing that it's inevitable. Well, sure, it's inevitable for you if you're just gonna lie down and use it. I mean, I understand saying it's inevitable for something like atomic weapons in World War II, when you're worried that the other countries that are researching these weapons are going to develop them and then drop the bombs on you and destroy your civilization. Like, I get that as an inevitability argument for developing a technology. But the people saying that AI is inevitable, we're just going to, our entire society is going to accept AI, you're going to be forced to learn AI, everything's going to use AI, when you make a phone call, when you take a picture on your phone, when you, whatever, when you're watching television, when you're interfacing with any sort of digital system, you're going to be interfacing with an AI. You're going to have a robot in your house, and that's going to be how you're going to... No, it's not inevitable. You are not forced to use any of these things.
I have not
used any of these things. Melissa, you have not.
I'm part of a group that's very much about stepping away from these things. The School of Traditional Skills just recently was like, they put out a poll asking, like, how often do you engage in different forms of social media? And people after people were like, you know, I used to a lot, and I'm voluntarily decreasing because I see that it's not good for me.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And I do want to come back to that at the end. We'll end on a positive note. But before we get there, it's not something you have to use. I'm a software developer. If there's anywhere that you would think it's going to be ubiquitous and inevitable and a requirement, you would think it would be for my job, writing code. And I have not used it. I've seen coworkers using it, and I've not seen benefits for them using it. If you got an AI to write your code, you still have to read through every line of that code, because this is not an intelligence writing this code. This is a guess based on other code that it's seen. And so there's going to be subtle mistakes. You still have to read through all of it. You have to understand code that you've not written. You've taken away the fun part of programming. Instead of creating something, you're now modifying something that exists. That's going to have subtle mistakes, most likely. Let's say it's 95% accurate. So you've got to go track down the 5%. And sure, it is quicker than you are to write out code, but this is not... Typing out code is not the bottleneck, almost ever. Maybe if you're trying to just get like something like a demo, you're trying to just get something that looks pretty close so that you can have an example, so you can sell it to some customers, that type of thing. That's the only real time where you just need... to you just need to really speed up, and that you, I suppose, possibly, if you're writing something, you then throw it away and build it for real, and you just need to demonstrate a proof of concept. It's the only thing I can even think of where this might speed you up. Otherwise, I mean, typing speed is not, it's not the bottleneck for any sort of development past, you know, like programming 101 in college. So I don't know how exactly I got off onto that, but I guess bringing it back. So it's not inevitable that I've seen in the 2 years, and I don't expect it to be. I'm betting my career against it. We talked about the increasing exponentially. Hopefully this one's obvious by now. It's not, though. I still hear people say this. I still hear people saying, well, the next version, well, next year, well, in 6 months, it's going to be so much better. People have been, I said this 2 years ago, people have been saying it's 6 months away for 40 years. That is historical fact. I don't know how else to say this. It's not speeding up that quickly. Stop saying that. And the last one is, well, we have to respond moderately. We shouldn't be extreme, one side or the other. We should go right in the middle. You know, let's be reasonable. Let's be moderate. That's a horrible way to sure, sometimes the truth is going to be found in between two extremes. Behavior is going to be that way a lot of times, you know. Drinking alcohol to excess or completely abstaining. I disagree with both of those. I think moderation in between those is the way to go. Or for diet, completely never eating any rich food or only eating rich foods. Both mistakes. Sure, you want to hit in the middle. But when we're talking about something like a moral question like this, you don't just run to the middle. I mean, I'm going to tell you to eat dog poop. Melissa's going to tell you don't eat dog poop. Well, I guess you should find the moderate. You should eat a little dog poop. I'm going to say murder is wrong. Oh, well, I guess you should find the moderate path in between. Just a little just murder.
Only murder bad people.
Just a little murder. A Hitler thought you should mass murder people. Genocide. Well, we should just kill half of a population of people. That's the moderate position.
So playing...
nonsense.
Playing dummy and devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Why is AI immoral? And you've made the case that it's not neutral.
Yeah. So that's maybe outside what I was planning to do for this episode.
Okay.
And I think that is one area where I agree with the people that think that the world is going to end, or at least that 2 years ago thought the world was going to end. But I'll try and answer that briefly.
Five sentences or less.
It is... I'm not saying... If you want to put it in Christian terms, I'm not saying you're sinning by asking ChatGPT some question that you would have asked Google 5 years ago. I'm not saying that.
What's the difference between... I guess Google looks up links written by actual people or articles and things.
Right. Yes, although Google now also has
their AI
as an AI. You're right, which you should turn off. Google that. how to turn that off. But right, you're searching for what people have written. AI is kind of trying to
create its own thing.
It's got billions of lines of text of what people have read, and so it, as long as most of it's accurate, it's the internet that it used as its training data set, so of course most of it's accurate. then it's going to predict in the same way that like the autocomplete on your phone is going to most of the time get you to the correct in scare quotes answer if you're looking up something factual, but not always. So you can't rely on an AI. Why is it morally wrong? I think Ben DeBono on the Sci-Fi Christian has made a good case in their most recent episode on this, that the desire for AI is the desire to be efficient, to just run to the cheapest solution, the easiest solution,
you get to the destination without the journey in between of creating or writing whatever it was you were gonna
write. And I think that's anti-human, so in that way I would say it's immoral as a concept. If you're using it in some certain way, I realize I'm painting with a broad brush. So if somebody's going to set up a cancer researching AI that's going to identify, you know, an extra 5% of people that have cancer, fine. There are some technologies that I would rather we just didn't touch. Gene manipulation, nuclear weapons,
all the so-called artificial intelligence.
Yes, I think let's not tell ourselves it's inevitable. Let's not tell ourselves you must learn it so that you can use it responsibly. You must learn it so that you can use it morally. There are some things that just need to be avoided. To end on a note of hope, I do think we have seen some backlash. I think there are, like you're talking about, there are communities that are skeptical. I think maybe overall society realizes that it's not great, that AI in some ways is kind of a joke. Like if something is poorly done, we might say, oh, an AI made that, right? The term slop for this AI generated content that's filling up the internet obviously has a negative connotation. So I do take that as a positive, that level of awareness seems to be there in the cultural mind. So the actions of people still continuing to use it, I think is maybe that's the next domino to fall. Maybe just our actions have to catch up to our mindset. That's what I would hope for, and that's what I would encourage our listeners. So anything else before we wrap this one up? I think that was all I wanted to say about AI. I was wrong about AI because I thought
people would reject it more.
I thought more people would say no. And so I call on you to make me right. I don't like being wrong. So send us some feedback if you have any. tto@kozer.us. Let us know how you receive this episode. I'm Brian Kozer.
I'm Melissa Kozer.
You've been listening to 10 to 1.
was fun listening to you rant. You're always such a nice guy. Like, I think you should get up in arms a little bit more often.
Mm.
That was good.